Good morning, everybody. Good vach. Parshas Vayera is what we will discuss this morning. The truth is really, Parshios Lech Lecha and Vayera are the two Parshios that are very much dedicated to the life, the times, and the story, and the legacy of Avram Avinu. Parshas Chayesar, next week's Parsha already, deals with Avram preparing for his death, the selling and the purchase of the Maris Machpelah, setting up a Shidduch for his son Yitzchak, but Parshios Lech Lecha and Vayera really, really deal with the lion's share of the life of Avram Avinu and the situations that he finds himself in, and really what we can learn from Avram are found in these two Parshios. But I'd like to specifically take a look, of course, at Parshios Hashavua, Parshios Vayera, and try to string together a few items in the life of Avram that emerge from the Parsha. It seems that there are five events that takes place in Parshas Vayera. Five stories, five critical events in the life of Avram Avinu that I'd like to discuss. So Parshas Vayera really begins with Avram Avinu at the age of 100 plus. The end of Parshas Lech Lecha is when Avram Avinu has his bris mila at age 99. So here we're dealing with the life of Avram between 100 and about 175. Avram dies at 175. We meet Avram Avinu at age 75 in Parshas Lech Lecha. That brings us to the end of Parshas Lech Lecha when he receives his bris mila at age 99. And now here we find ourselves what I would call really the golden years of Avram Avinu, or maybe even the critical years of Avram Avinu. Post the bris mila is when Avram Avinu really shines to a certain extent and you really see much and significance in the life of Avram Avinu. So Parshas Vayera opens up famously with the first eight psukim detailing, articulating, relating Avram Avinu and the story of his incredible high hosting, his hospitality, his hachnasas orchim. He is visited as a result of him being post the bris mila. He's not feeling well, and Avram Avinu is visited by three angels. And we know that these three angels are not appearing as angels, because the Torah tells us shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. They look and they appear as men, and Avram goes to great lengths to take care of them, to look after them, to dote over them, to physically tend to their needs, to eat them, to give them to eat, to give them to drink, to give them water for their feet, to give them a bed to rest. So Avram Avinu here is seen as a man of incredible chesed, enormous hospitality, going above and beyond. Because even though he finds himself in a difficult predicament, pained as a result of the bris mila, it's enormously hot, as the Torah tells us, "Uyoshev pesach ha'ol kechom hayom," enormous heat. And nonetheless, Avram Avinu goes out of his way to try to look for visitors. The Torah tells us, and Rashi picks up, that the word vayar is used twice in Pasuk Beis. Vayisa eina vayar, vihine shlosha anashim nitzavim olav. Vayar, vayaratz likrasam. And Rashi focuses and notes that the stress and the addition of the word vayar twice, didn't Avram Avinu see once? Why does the Torah have to tell us that he saw it twice? Speaks to the fact that Avram Avinu went above and beyond, looking for a way to find guests in order to help them. He wasn't just reactive as to when somebody knocked at the door, he helped them, but Avram Avinu went outside dafka looking for people that he could invite over. And the Torah then, for the next series of eight psukim, tells us exactly how it was that Avram Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim. So here you see, as the Torah tells us, chesed le'Avram, as the Navi teaches us that this was the mid of Avram, this is the characteristic trait of Avram Avinu, chesed, chesed, and chesed. So that takes us really to the beginning of the next event which takes place, and that is when Avram learns about the destruction of Sodom. And here it is where we see another aspect of Avram Avinu, the second story, the second piece in the Parsha, when Avram is told, and an announcement is made, and God tells him that he's going to destroy Sodom. And of course, Avram Avinu is not satisfied with simply hearing that Sodom is going to be destroyed, and Avram intercedes on the part of Sodom. And Avram Avinu is not going to relent. And you see an incredible dialogue that takes place, unlike any dialogue almost that you see in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, where Avram Avinu really pushes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pushes God not to destroy the city. So here you see Avram as a litigator. Avram pushing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Avram is going to work very, very hard to make sure that the city is not going to be destroyed. And this really is the most significant part in terms of the quantity of psukim in Parshas Vayera. Here is the dialogue that takes place. Avraham Avinu expressing again his enormous concern for people, for humanity, for civilization. The city should not be destroyed. The people should not be destroyed. They should be given another opportunity and another chance. And indeed, ultimately, that is what takes place. Avraham pushes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end, he's unable to come up with the right amount of tzaddikim to save the city and to intercede on the part of the rest of the city of Sodom. And ultimately, the city has to be destroyed. Avram's nephew Lot and his wife run for their lives. They are told to run for the city, even though Lot's wife is told not to turn around. She does turn around, and she sees, of course, the city being destroyed, and she turns into a netziv melech, a pillar of salt. And that is the second story that takes place in the parasha. And of course, that's a significant story and an important story. But again, you see another aspect of Avram. And again, we'll try to put this all together to define the personality of Avram and try to understand what exactly Avram was going through. This second event, and Avram and Sodom and Lot, takes us to the end of Perek Yotes 19. So really, the Torah starts Parshas Vayera in the beginning of Perek Yurches, chapter 18, with Avram and the Malachim. And then through chapter 19, through the end of Perek Yotes, is the story of Avram and Sodom. So we begin now the third event that takes place in the parasha, on page 90, if you have the art scroll stone Chumash, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, the third event that we read about in the parasha. And that is Avram heading to Gerar and Sarah's abduction. Of course, this is reminiscent and is almost a duplicate of what occurs in Parshas Lech Lecha, where here Avram travels to Gerar and he tells Sarah, Achosihi, tell them that you are not my wife, tell them that you are my sister, because I'm concerned about you. That if you don't tell them that you're my sister, and indeed you say that you are my wife, which is the truth, you will be abducted, you will be taken, I will be killed, I will be murdered, and then we'll be in big trouble. So last week we spoke about this, and we saw in Parshas Lech Lecha how this was exactly what took place earlier, and here again, it takes place again. So this is the third event, the third story, the third anecdote that takes place in Parshas Vayera, Avram's travels to Gerar, Sarah's abduction. Avimelech ultimately recognizes what is going on. He understands that Sarah is the wife of Avram and not the sister. Avimelech is terribly embarrassed, disturbed, angry, and upset that this is what happened. He calls the servants and he says, how could this take place? He goes to Avram and says to Avram, Me'asisi lanu mechatasi lakivesi alayva machtachti chata gedola. We didn't know what we were doing. You set us up to sin. How could that be? How could such a thing take place? And ultimately, at the end of Perek Chav, chapter 20, which is the end of this anecdote, the end of this event, Avram davens for Avimelech, Vayirpa Elokim es Avimelech v'sishto. Avimelech is healed, as is his wife, as are all of the women in the constituency of Avimelech and under his reign. And that takes us to the end of chapter 20. And here we find ourselves at the beginning of chapter 21, Perek Chaf Aleph, page 94. V'Hashem Pakar Es Sarah Kasher Amar, as we noted, the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Hashanah, day one, is just this, Sarah's conception, conceived on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we read the story of the birth of Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, and here we see the difficulty, the challenge in the home of Avram and Sarah, the difficulty between Yishmael and Yitzchak, and that is also a very significant event that takes place that we have to discuss, that we have to understand. How is it that Yishmael and Yitzchak are going to be able to survive under the same roof? Hagar and Yishmael ultimately are expelled. Avram Avinu does not really want Sarah to kick out Yishmael, as the Torah is almost explicit about that. Avram is very troubled by the fact that his son Yishmael is going letarbus ra'a, is going off the derech. But nonetheless, Avram Avinu listens to God when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shema b'kola, shetomer lecha Sarah, Shema b'kola, listen to Sarah, your wife. And ultimately, because Sarah wanted Yishmael to be banished, that is what takes place. That's the fourth event that takes place in the parsha, the fourth event in the life of Avram Avinu in Parshas Vayera. And this brings us to Perek Chav Beis, chapter 22. the final section of the parsha, and this is what we read on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and that is Akedas Yitzchak, the story of the binding of Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, that takes us to the end of chapter 22. So in Parshas Vayera, as we just briefly reviewed, we have four chapters, Perek Yurches, Perek Yurtes, Perek Chaf Aleph, and Perek Chaf Beis, five chapters actually, and five incidences, five stories, five anecdotes. And I'd like to take a look at these five more broadly and then more specifically to try to understand if there's a common link and a common denominator between these five events that take place in Parshas Vayera. So just to review again, what are the five chapters and what are the five events that takes place? We start with the Hachnasas Orchim of Avram Avinu and the three angels. That's story number one. Story number two is Sdom and the destruction of Sdom, and Avram Avinu interceding on behalf of the city and trying to force God's hand not to destroy the city, to come up with enough tzaddikim that would really, really defend the life of the people in the city and allow the city to continue, and ultimately the city is destroyed. That's the second event that takes place in Parshas Vayera. The third event is the abduction of Sarah, and Sarah headed to Gerar with Avimelech, and of course that is what takes place, that's what happens. The fourth event, the fourth anecdote that takes place is the birth of Yishmael and the challenges between Sarah and Avraham in terms of how to be mechanech these two young men. Ultimately, Yishmael is banished. And the fifth story, as I just noted, Perek Chavez, chapter 22, the Akedah. Is there any common denominator? Is there any line? Is there any tapestry that we can weave together to try to understand what is it that's taking place? What is so significant about these five events? Is there any link between these five events? Is there any common denominator between these five events? And what do we learn about Avram Avinu from these five stories? And what can we take away? Because, of course, when we read the Chumash and we read and we learn Parshas HaShavua, it must be teaching us something. So first approach that I would like to take is something that I touched on yesterday, and that is, as we begun, Hachnasas Orchim speaks to Avram Avinu being the ultimate Baal Chesed, being the ultimate individual who is philanthropic, who is kind, who is caring, who is loving, who is patient, who is passionate about people and individuals and looking out for them and caring for their physical, and as we will see momentarily, spiritual needs. That's who Avram was, and that's what the first opening event in Parshas Vayera speaks to, is the ultimate Baal Chesed. Anytime we think of Avram Avinu, and we speak of Avram, Chesed le'Avram, Avram's righteousness, Avram's kindness, Avram's care, Avram's concern. And that, of course, is writ large in the opening story in Parshas Vayera. Avram Avinu didn't have to do what he did. He was osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. He just had a bris milah. He was sick. Ones rachmana patrolei. He didn't have to go out and about, but he went above and beyond, fulfilling his duties, not what was required of him, but going beyond what was required. And that is the chesed of Avram. And it doesn't stop there. Because if you take a look at the second story, it speaks even more powerfully to Avram's chesed. The destruction of Sdom. God comes to tell Avram, I'm going to destroy this city. They're wicked, they're evil people. Avram Avinu finds God. He teaches monotheism. He spreads it throughout the world. Avram Avinu knows what's right and knows what's wrong. God has a relationship with Avram. He speaks to Avram. He tells Avram how he wants people to behave, what the right thing to do, what the wrong thing to do is. Avram should sit back and Avram should hear the prophecy that he was revealed, that the city would be destroyed because they weren't following in the path of God. And Avram Avinu is not satisfied with that. He's not going to sit back. He's not going to see a city destroyed. He's not going to see people that should ultimately turn and do tshuva and do good just go by the wayside. And Avram Avinu pushes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand and pushes the deck to the ultimate and tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not satisfied. It's not going to happen. 50, 40, 30, 10, Avram Avinu keeps on pushing as much as we can. And here again, we see this revelation of Avram's enormous chesed, Avram's enormous kindness, his care for world peace, his care for a civilization, his care for mankind, whether they're his people or not, whether they're doing the right or wrong thing. Nonetheless, Avram is not going to be satisfied if he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroying people. And therefore, again, you see, piggybacking on the story of Achnasos Orchim in his home, Avram Avinu goes out of his house and looks for a way to successfully allow the city to continue. And Avram pushes and pushes and pushes until it's not feasible and not possible anymore. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry, Avram. You tried very hard. You worked. You pushed me. You debated me. We mediated and we negotiated. And we came down to an amount of people that would allow the city to survive. But it's not happening. And only when it's impossible does Avram Avinu say, I understand. So again, you see this nature of Avram, this trait, this characteristic of chesed again in the parsha. But then it doesn't stop there. Because when Avimelech sees Sarah and abducts Sarah, and the Sarim and the chiefs of the country where Avimelech is serving as the prince take Sarai, nonetheless, Avram sees and understands what happens. And you can only imagine the challenge that this poses to Avram Avinu. And nonetheless, what does he do after it all happens? When Avimelech apologizes and says, I'm sorry, Avram Avinu is willing to accept his apology. And from here, we learn the importance of forgiveness, the Gemara teaches us. And from here, we learn the importance of davening for somebody else, as Avram does for Avimelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, even though Avram was tested enormously through this abduction, nonetheless, the chesed, the kindness, the righteousness, the caringness of Avram emerges again. Even though he himself was the one who was battered, even though his wife was taken, if somebody apologizes and somebody expresses remorse, Avram Avinu is right there. And Avram Avinu is willing to accept the apology. He's willing even to go above and beyond an apology. It's not enough that he just says, yeah, it's okay, I understand, I recognize what you did wrong. You didn't understand, you didn't tell us that you should have communicated differently, we should have communicated better. And at the end of the day, Avram Avinu says, it's okay, I forgive you. And not only do I forgive you, I'm going to daven for you. So again, you see Avram Avinu, even with a nemesis, even with those who are fighting him. Stone didn't fight Avram directly. The three angels who appeared like men didn't ask for help. But here, even somebody who fights Avram, Avram is willing to care for them, beg their forgiveness, and Avram Avinu is willing to move on. And the same thing you see in the fourth event, in Avram's relationship with his wife, Sarai. Even though there was a different approach in terms of how to deal with Yishmael, which puts him in a very compromised position. Here it is, his wife doesn't want the child in the home. Avram loves this young boy. Vayira hadavra mor b'ni Avram. Avram was so distressed by what he saw taking place, but he wanted to care for his son. He had tremendous care and concern and love. It was his son, it was his flesh and blood. And the same thing is true with his wife, and he had to balance that. And you see Avram struggling with such a situation, so much so that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could resolve it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol Asher Tom Lecha Sarah Shma Bikola, because Avram was put in a predicament, in a circumstance where he was being pulled by his son on the one hand, Yishmael, and his wife on the other hand, Sarai. And how does he turn? How does he do it? Because he loves everybody. He loves all of mankind. He loves all of humanity. He loves all of civilization. He loves, of course, his wife and his son. But he's being pulled in very, very difficult circumstance in a different direction. And again, you see Avram, his chesed emerges. So the first four events, the first four stories, we see very clearly the midah of Avram of chesed. And now that we see that, we could appreciate the fifth and final event in Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Vayera, and that's the Akedah. And as I noted yesterday, this is something that the Vilna Gaon picks up on. When at the end of the Akedah, as Avram Avinu is prepared to offer his son as a sacrifice on the Mizbeach, and Avram places Yitzchak on there, he's being given a different test. So far, Avram has been tested with chesed. Do you care? Do you love people? Are you compassionate? Are you considerate? And he passes that test with flying colors each and every single time in Parshas Vayera. He takes care of the Orchim. He fights for the people of Sdom. He looks after Avimelech, even though Avimelech did a wrong to him. He cares about his son Yishmael, even though Yishmael is not following in his path. Avram could simply throw his son out of the house, but he's not willing to do that because it's his son, it's his flesh and his blood. So Avram Avinu passes each of those tests with flying colors, and he indeed lives up to his name of Chesed Avram. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not enough. I want to see if you really, really are the perfect human being. Are you really the ultimate person? Because the ultimate person is able to balance chesed and din. The ultimate person is able to balance avas Hashem with yiras Hashem. The ultimate person is able to balance bein adam lechaveru with bein adam lemakom. And God says, I'm going to really test it with the akedah, the tenth and final nisayon. And let's see if the aspect of chesed that you've shown me, if the aspect of love that you have shown me can be balanced with yira and bein adam lemakom. And indeed, that's what happens, because the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21, page 96, that when Avram Avinu was willing to offer his son as a sacrifice, the Torah tells us about Avram Avinu, ki ata yedati ki erei elokim ata. Now I know that you really fear me, God, says to Avram. Now, asks the Vilna Gaon and Kol Eliyahu Rav Volbe, quotes in his Shirei Chumash, what's so unique about Ata Yadati? Is it not enough, beginning with Parshas Lech Lecha, that Avram Avinu left his homeland? Is it not enough that his wife Sarai was abducted twice? Is it not enough that he had to leave Eretz Canaan after he was told that that's where he should go? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give you the ultimate test, the test of all tests. Do you really fear me? Do you really, even though your ultimate midah is the midah of chesed, is the midah of bein adam lechaver, which you have shown enormously, can you balance that with bein adam lemakom, with yiras Hashem? And once Avram Avinu is willing to offer his son Yitzchak, who he loves, as a sacrifice, he threw Yishmael out of the house. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, take Yitzchak and offer him as a sacrifice. Avram lifts up his hands, could say, what do you want from me, God? You finally gave me children. I didn't have children. I did a bris mila at age 99. And now you want me to offer my son Yitzchak, who you said, ki Yitzchak yichar lechazera, as a sacrifice? And Avram Avinu says, yes, I'm willing to do it. And then says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ata yadati ki erei elokim ata. Now I know that you're God-feeling. Now I know that you're balanced. Now I know that your bein adam lemakom and your bein adam lechaveru is equal. Now I understand that yiras Hashemayim and avas Hashem are equivalent. And once I see that, you have passed the test. You are the ultimate servant. You're Avram Ohavi. You're Avraham Ha'ivri. And you are ultimately Avraham Avinu, because you have been able to succeed getting through each and every trial and tribulation and test. You've been maneuvered through every single circumstance. And thus I see that you are the person that you can be, you should be, and then I had hoped you had been. And this, I believe, is really the message of Parshas Vayera. The first four stories stresses Avraham Avinu as the Baal Chesed, as Chesed LeAvram. The story of Hachnasa Sorachim. The story of Avram interceding on the part of Sdom. The story of Avram caring and forgiving and davening for Avimelech. The story of Avram Binu's care and concern and his love for his son and his wife and the difficulty and the challenge that he had in terms of how to deal with that. Chesed, 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 and chesed times four. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really want to see where you're at. And then he tests him with the ultimate test, Perek Chav Beis, chapter 22, where Avram Avinu is able to pass the ultimate test, the Akedas Yitzchak. And here you see the balance comes to its ultimate success, where Avram Avinu is able to do that. I had mentioned yesterday, that's what I believe the Pshat is in the Pasuk. Perek Yurches, Pasuk Yutes, that Avram Avinu is told by God, Ki Yadativ, I know, page 82, the first pasuk in the Stone Chumash Perek Yurches Pasuk Yotes. I know, says God, that I love you. Hashem says to Avram, I love you. Leman Hashir Tzaves Banaves Bezo Achram, because you are going to continue and teach your progeny, your descendants, and your legacy is going to be Vishamu Derech Hashem Lasos Tztaka Umeshpat. You, Avram Avinu, do two things. Tztaka, which is chesed, which is bein adam lechaveru, and mishpa, which is bein adam lemakom, and your relationship with me. Avram Avinu is the ultimate Ever Hashem, because he's able to fulfill the balance, which is the most difficult and delicate of all. To be able to reach perfection with two sides of the coin, the bein adam lemakom, the bein adam lechaveru, the chesed and the gvura, the yira and the ahava. And that comes to its ultimate conclusion in Perek Chav Beis, chapter 22, when Avram Avinu is willing to offer his son as a sacrifice. Here you see the success of Avram, and this is what I think Parshas Vayera speaks to on one level. But I think there are two other ways to explain these five events, five stories that take place in Parshas Vayera. And it's something that we hinted to moments ago. In each of these five stories that we read, Avram Avinu is tested and really, really put to the test in a very, very extreme way. Number one, Avram Avinu, when he is on the third day of his meal, when he's in enormous pain, it's very easy just for him to stay in bed. He's 99 years old. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to really, really test you. I really want to see how much you can be pushed. What are you going to do? You are the Baal Chesed. I know that's your Midah. I'm going to test you in an extraordinarily difficult way. Are you going to be willing to look after these three vagabonds, these three travelers? Are you going to bring them into your home or you not? And Avram, therefore, is tested. It's a tremendous nisayon. Whether it's counted as one of the Asara Nisyonos or not is a question in the Rishonim. It's a big debate in the Rishonim. What exactly are the 10 tests based upon the Mishnah in Avos? Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu. But here Avram is tested. Number two in stone, Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram and tells Avram, this is what's going to happen. How do you react, Avram, when you're told something's going to happen? Are you just going to sit and rest on your laurels? Or are you going to try to intercede on the part of the people of Sodom? In each of these two stories, Avram had every right not to do anything and to be passive. He could have stayed in bed. He could have listened to God telling him, I'm destroying the city of Sodom. It's God's choice. It's God's world. He doesn't have to intercede. He doesn't have to fight. But Avram Avinu goes above and beyond what he had to do. I don't believe there's another story in all of Chamisha, Chumshei Torah, maybe even in Tanakh, where you see anybody fight God like this. Fight! Avraham Avinu is absolutely challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it is reminiscent on some level of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shmos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go down to Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu starts arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nah, I can't, but that's an element of Moshe Rabbeinu's modesty. Here you see Avraham Avinu is not satisfied with what God's decision is. And he's willing to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they go head to head until Avraham Avinu recognizes that there's no choice anymore. So here in either of these two stories, Avraham is tested in a situation where I don't have to do anything. I could sit back and just listen. I could stay in bed and the malachim could come and they could go. I could sit back and the people of Sodom could be destroyed. It doesn't make a difference. That's what God decided. And the same thing is true in the third story with Avimelech. Avimelech wronged Avraham. He abducted his wife and the people of his country abducted him. There is no reason for Avram necessarily to be forgiving of that. Why should he forgive that? His wife was abducted. Well, that's not a reason necessarily just to say, okay, he absolutely wronged him. He doesn't have to forgive. And he doesn't have to go above and beyond and daven for Avimelech. But he does. And the same thing is true in the fourth story. Here it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a Yishmael and sends him a Yitzchak. And how is Avram going to deal with this challenge and with this difficulty? It's very easy to kick the kid out of the house. That's the easy choice. And Avram Avinu could just listen to Sarai. That's what she said. But Avram is not willing. He's willing to face the elephant in the room. He's willing to face the challenge. I have a wife who wants one thing. I have a son who wants something else. I'm not just going to look the other way and take the easy path. I'm willing to face Sarai to have a conversation with her. I'm willing to train and to educate and mechanich my son Yishmael, who's acting inappropriately and who may even be a bad influence and who is a bad influence on my son Yitzchak, who's going to be my continuity, my continuation, my progeny. Avram Avinu is willing to face that. Another test. And then, of course, the fifth and final test, the test of all tests, Akedas Yitzchak, the 10th Nisayon, according to almost all Rishonim, minus one. That this was the hardest of all tests. That this is my son, my Yitzchak, and he is going to be the one who is ultimately going to follow my path. He's going to continue the Abrahamic tradition. And now you're telling me to put him on the altar and to offer him as a sacrifice and he's going to be no longer? Thus you see almost the critical years of Avram Avinu. From years 100 to 175 is all about challenges and struggle and stress and difficulty. Familially, communally, nationally, politically, Avram Avinu is tested at the highest level, internally and externally, inside of his home and outside of his home. And here the Torah is teaching us that even the great Avram Avinu, Magen Avram, who we look up to as our forefather, the man who found God, and the man who is the ultimate Baal Chesed, didn't have it easy. He struggled day after day, week after week, month after month, with his own wife and with his own children. with his friends, with his comrades, with his employees, with everybody, there was stress and there was struggle. And the Torah tells us that that's something that we can learn from the life of Avram that we don't speak about enough and that we don't recognize enough. And thus we see through each of these five events the string, the tapestry, the common denominator in each of these five events and each of these five prakim from Perek Yud Ches to Perek Chaf Beis is the testing that Avram was given and Avram's ability to pass each of these tests and to face them and not to simply fall aside and not pay attention. But I think there's a third and a final critical aspect of each of these five stories that we could glean as well. Look carefully at each of these five events. Something happens which we don't even recognize when you read it carefully. Avram Avinu invites these guests in. These were not simple people. These were simply angels. So did Avram Avinu really do anything? Did he really accomplish anything? Did he reach what he wanted to reach? They didn't need his food. They didn't need his drink. They didn't need his bed. They didn't need his water. Even though Avram Avinu pushed to do something, what you see is that what Avram did was unnecessary. So many times we try to do something and accomplish and it doesn't get done and we get angry and get upset and disturbed and melancholy as a result. If you look in Parshas HaShavua, you will see that each of these five incidences, each of these five anecdotes, each of these five stories, Avram tries something and is unsuccessful. And the goal is not reached. I want to take care of the Orchim. They need a bed to sleep. They need water to drink. They need food to eat. They're vagabonds. They're waywards. They're travelers. Not true. They were okay. They would have been fine if Avram didn't come out. So even though Avram pushed himself, even though Avram Avinu worked really hard, at the end of the day, it wasn't necessary. And the same thing is true with Sdom. Ultimately, Sdom was destroyed. The people were killed. The city went down. Even Lot's wife turned into a Netziv Melech. For all of Avram Avinu's efforts and all of Avinu's hishtadlus and everything that Avram Avinu did, Sdom was destroyed. And the people were no longer. Even though Avram Avinu pushed and pushed and pushed, cajoled, negotiated. At the end of the day, all of Avram Avinu's efforts, you don't see the goal was reached. And the third story, the same thing is true. Even though Avram Avinu sees and tells his wife, Sarai, don't tell them that you're my wife, I have a whole plan. A whole way to get out of this difficulty in Gerar. Tell them that you're my sister. Don't say that you're my wife. It doesn't work. Sarai is abducted for all Avram Avinu's plans, for everything that he tells his wife to do. It doesn't happen and she's still abducted. And she's still taken advantage of. And she is put in a very compromised position. And ultimately, again, you see everything that Avram Avinu wanted, tried to do, did not reach its goal. And the fourth event is the very same thing. Avram Avinu wanted Yishmael to stay in his house. He wanted to raise Yishmael. He wanted to look after Yishmael, to take care of him like his son should be taken care of. And he pushed Yishmael. He pushed Sarai to keep Yishmael in the house. And he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find favor in his position, in his situation. But indeed, it's not what happens. Because Avram Avinu is told by God, no, you're not going to have Yishmael in your home. Kol asher tom l'chasar shma b'kola, banish her. She should go out with Hagar. And Yishmael, send him away. And Avram Avinu says, really? Send him away? He's my son. I can educate him. I can take care of him. I have a plan. I have an approach. I know how he could be schooled. I know how I could raise him. I've taken care of everybody else. I could take care of my own son too. Again, everything that Avram Avinu wanted didn't happen. And finally, the fifth story. Avram Avinu is prepared to offer his son Yitzchak as a sacrifice. He's prepared. He's psyched up. He's placed him on the Mizbeach. He's ready to fulfill his mission. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Al tishlach yodcha al hanar val taslo mu'uma ki ata yadati kirei elukim ata. Don't touch him. And even though Avram Avinu mentally and cognitively, physically and spiritually was ready and prepared, it doesn't happen. each of the five events, each of the five stories in Parshas Vayera, everything that Avraham Avinu wanted to accomplish and wanted to do didn't happen, didn't come to fruition. Avraham Avinu worked and worked, tried and tried, was mishtadel to the ultimate level in each and every single story. The Hachnasas Orchim wasn't necessary. Sdom is destroyed. Avimelech abducts Sarai. Yishmael is banished from his house. He doesn't offer Yitzchak as a sacrifice. Everything he tried to do, everything he worked hard for, everything he put his every ounce of energy and effort into was taken away. It didn't happen. Everything he wanted went in a different direction. And in another level, you could say this is exactly the nisayonos of Avraham Avinu, that he did what he did. He put his effort into everything, and even though it didn't go the way he wanted, you never hear once that Avraham Avinu complains. He knows that the three men who came were angels. He's very well aware of that. That's not a surprise because they came to visit him. And after that, she came, the same Malach came to tell Sarai that she's going to give birth and conceive. Avraham Avinu saw Sdom was destroyed. He saw that Avimelech abducted Sarai. He saw that Yishmael was banished. He saw that he wasn't going to offer Yitzchak as a sacrifice. And what this speaks to, what the Torah is stressing in the life of Avraham Avinu, are three critical things that each of us must take away from the life of Avraham. Number one, it's the balance. The ability to be Balei Chesed on the one hand, and to also be intent and intense with our relationship with Hashem. I care about people, I love people, I look after people, I'm warm and I'm comforting and I'm hospitable. But at the same time, my stress is not just Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it's also Bein Adam L'Makom. I could have a big tent philosophy, but sometimes the tent also doesn't allow some people in. I can care about everybody and anybody, but at the same time, there are things that are do's and there are don'ts. There's still an Akedas Yitzchak, even though there's Hachnasas Orchim. And recognize and appreciate the two ends and the two bookends of Parshas Vayera. Hachnasas Orchim is the ultimate Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Offering a son, Yitzchak, as a sacrifice is the ultimate Bein Adam L'Makom. Chesed on the one hand, Gvura on the other hand, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro on the one hand, Bein Adam L'Makom on the other hand, Avas Hashem on the one hand, Yiras Hashem on the other hand, and Avraham Avinu was able to balance. And as I mentioned yesterday, this is the most difficult thing for every Jew and every Jewish community, is the ability to balance the love that we have for Hashem and the fear that we have for Hashem, the love, the care, and the concern that we have for people, and the love and the concern that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very delicate balance. It's a tension that is extremely, extremely difficult to reach. And that's why Avraham Avinu is who we look up to, because he was able to have this balance like nobody else. And that's why he ultimately is the one who we look toward and look up to, and why we finish the first of the brachos, the Shemar Esrei, we say, Magin Avraham, Avraham, you protect us, because we know that you have been able to climb the ladder of perfection in each and every single aspect and each and every single characteristic trait that is given to man. So lesson number one, Parshas Vayera, is the balance Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Makom. Lesson number two, life is about struggles. Life is about challenges. Avraham Avinu, the lion's share of his life, was beaten down, is tested, trials and tribulations one after the other. That's the life of Avraham Avinu. And each and every story, episode that takes place in Parshas HaShavua, we see it. From the Orchim to Sdom, to Avimelech, to Yishmael, and to Yitzchak and the Akedah. Test after test after test, as Eov says, Adam la'amal yulad. Man is created to work, and man is tested. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests each and every single one of us in various different ways. Personally, communally, familially, economically, financially, spiritually, emotionally, career-wise, there are tests that are taking place constantly, but each of these tests are given to us in order to be able to succeed and to grow as human beings. Avram Avinu's life was full of tests. That's all we read about. If you read the parsha, it's test after test after test. Perek Yurches, Perek Yurches, Perek Chav, Perek Chav Alef, Perek Chav Bet. Test after test after test. Asar Nisyonos. But it's even more than Asar Nisyonos. Everything that Avram Avinu was all about was about testing. Yishmael is given to him. Yishmael, you have to banish. Yitzchak is going to be given to Yitzchak, you have to kill. I'm sending you to Canaan, I'm taking you out of Canaan. Avram is consistently seeing stiros, consistently seeing contradictions in that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him to do, and Avram Avinu continues to fight and continues to persevere. And we too are put in this world in order to be able to persevere and in order to pass test after test after test. And finally, the third common denominator that exists in each of these five parshios is that even though we try, we may not be successful. And even though we push, and even though we work, we're not always going to reach the results that we're going to reach, and that still doesn't mean that we weren't successful. Success is not just about accomplishment. Success is not just about reaching a goal. Success is about doing what we are supposed to do and following a path that we are given. If I see Orchim, I don't know who they are, what they are. I don't know if they're angels or not, but the point is that right in front of me right now, it looks like there's a need. I need to deal with it. I'm going to work to protect and to uphold and to see the success of the people of Sodom and the city of Sodom. I'm going to come what may. I'm going to fight for these people. The city will be destroyed. The city is destroyed. But I know I have done my part. You do your best. God will do the rest. Fight for the people. Look after mankind, humanity, and civilization. Fight for the people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that the city is going to be destroyed, the city is going to be destroyed. But it's my job to do what I can. I got to fight. Where my parnassah is going to come from, I don't know. But my job is to be mishtadl. Where the bracha is going to emerge from, I don't know. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, I don't know. But my job is to do what I have to do. I'll look after the Orchim. I'll fight for the people of Sodom. And the same thing is true when it comes to Gror. I have to come up with a plan to protect my wife, Sarai. I'm going to tell her that she should say that she's my sister. They're going to find out that she's my wife. They're going to abduct her. I did my part. I have to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to protect my wife, and I'll do whatever I can. And the same thing is true with Yishmael and Yitzhak and Sarai and Hagar. I have a very difficult family situation. The family system is complicated and complex. There's a Sarai, there's a Hagar. There's a Yishmael and there's a Yitzhak. How am I going to deal with all of these people under roof? Two difficult children, two women who are at each other's head. And it's my responsibility to come up with a plan. I think Yishmael should stay in the house. Your Sarai doesn't. God sides with Sarai. I'm going to be able to continue, even though I didn't get what I wanted. And the same thing is true with the Akedah. Even though I'm prepared and willing to give up my son, Yitzchak, as a sacrifice, I did what I'm supposed to do. I binded him. Nekar al gabe hamizbeach. If God decides differently, God decides differently. I think there are no more important lessons than the fact that we are tested, we can be tested, we will pass the test. And more than that, even though we're working in a certain construct and context, and we don't see the goals and we don't reach what it is that we hope we will reach, it doesn't make a difference. We are doing what we are supposed to do. May the life of Avram Avinu and the lessons that we learn from Avram Avinu inspire us to be able to succeed in balancing between Ben Adam Lachaver, Ben Adam Lamakom, and being able to overcome nisyonos, and more than that, to be able to have the outlook that even though things don't work out the way that we want them to, we are still recognizing that we are doing what we should and what we can. Be'ezrat Hashem, we shall be matzliach. If there are any questions...